Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
We're back.
In our gatherings, a thing we search to no avail.
12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, including listen to thousands, count them, thousands of archives, including some with our guest this half hour, Karen Cortell Reisman. Karen's one of the top communication experts in our brain trust. She's the author of Letters from Einstein, Equations for a Change, which is one of the products that she offers. It's actually a CD, and she's a speaker on a lot of different topics and a trainer helping people and individuals and corporations put their best foot forward. She's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I was telling the audience that you had said that you wanted to talk about the top 5.5 ways to blow it as a communicator. And I told them that I was assuming that once you told us how not to do it, you'd also tell us how to do it.
Right. I'm going to tell you how you blow it, and I'm going to give you the tip on turning that around.
All right. Let's get started.
Number one, you will blow it as a communicator if you ramble on and on when asked a question. And the tip is, use the pros and cons secret. And here's what I mean. For times you have to think quickly on your feet, Jim, and sound organized, image your issue in terms of what's good about it and what's bad about it. There's nothing on this God-given earth that does not have the positives and the negative side
right.
to it.
Right.
So you can begin your answer with, well, there are pros and cons to this situation. Then briefly, you can discuss the advantages and then the disadvantages and end with one summary sentence such as, all in all, the good news is X and the bad news is Y. Mm-hmm. And people will give you more credibility if you sound and appear as if you've been prepared and organized.
The rambling thing, why do we do that? And I guess I got to, you know, I have to be honest and admit that I probably, you know, at least once in my life, I've been guilty of that before.
Oh, Jim.
Okay, audience, I see you rolling your eyes out there. That's enough of that.
So why do we ramble because we're not sure about what we want to say, and we also love our own voices.
And maybe we, especially if they ask us something. I tell you, let me give you an example. One time I asked a guy how was business, a friend of mine. I said, how's business? And I'll never forget this. This was the first thing out of his mouth. Well, you know, Jim, when we started our company, we had a 5-year plan. And, you know, I mean, all I wanted to know was you know, were sales good today? And he said, we had a 5-year plan, and we made that 5-year plan the first year. And I mean, I got the tour of his company, you know, company's history. And all I wanted to know was, how's business?
With all of the people that listen to this show, for all of us that are small businesses, we can't afford to make that kind of mistake because much of what our business is done is on the phone as well as on email. So we can't afford to ramble and lose the interest of our potential buyer, our potential client. And you're absolutely right. You just need to make it short, which goes into my second tip.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the second way you'll blow it as a communicator is if you talk to everyone in a generic way. And the tip here is to know thy audience.
Hmm.
This is the stealth bomb of communicating. You can be completely credible, know your subject, and command everyone with your presence. But if you don't target your message to meet the listener's specific situation, in other words, ramble all in all, you'll be walking out of the door empty-handed.
When you hear a speaker, if they talk about things without doing any kind of industry customization, if they don't say something that threads their message, that weaves their message into your industry and some of the things you're faced with, it doesn't have the same impact, does it?
No, it does not. And we make these mistakes, and they could be quite subtle. I read one time in the Wall Street Journal, somebody was giving a presentation to the Disney Corporation, and the person actually said, well, let's not Mickey Mouse around. Let's get going.
So
that was a big, big, big problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another stealth bomb example is you're in Cincinnati and you exclaim, it's great to be in Toledo.
Right.
It can be something as obvious as that, but if you're on the road traveling for 4 days, you can really mess up on figuring out what city you're actually talking in. And this can happen.
Well, and of course, we know that presidential candidates have been the most guilty of that over the years, and it's understandable. I mean, many times they'll do six venues in a day,
right?
In different
right.
states, and so, but you're right. You've got to pay attention to where you are, and what do we have to do? What does it take to do that? What is it? Is there any kind of a little trick that we can learn?
Yes.
Kind of a tip.
With the internet, we don't have an excuse anymore. All you have to do is type in the company you'll be doing your presentation for, and you'll find something out about them. And another idea is if you're giving a presentation is to call the meeting planner ahead of time and ask a few very, very specific questions, like, what are the real hot buttons going on right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, the obvious, as in addition, Jim, just how many people will be there, how many are female, male, what's their age range, what's their educational background? Those are the demographic data. That's obvious. But the not so obvious, what are the hot buttons? Or what are the stresses? Who spoke to your company last so that I can maybe use some of their information or at least have this audience know that I've done my homework?
And folks, you might be saying, well, you know, Karen, you're a speaker. Jim, you're a speaker, but I'm not. I'm just a regular old business person out here. Well, you give presentations. You give proposal presentations. It's the same thing. It's all about, it's still, everything that Karen's telling you applies 100%. And so you have to find out a little bit about what's going on in that company. I mean, Karen, I have been planning on delivering a presentation a certain way with a certain angle. And I did my homework and found out that the angle I was going to go at would have been a major faux pas if I hadn't called and said, you know, tell me about what's going on. And it gave me a chill to think that I might have, you know, blown that.
And that's why this is called Ways to Blow It as a Communicator. And this, we think that we need to have great content, be organized, and have phenomenal delivery, and that's all true. But if you don't meet the needs of your audience, you'll fail.
For example, is if you want to use somebody, some company as a proof source, and maybe you find out that company isn't well received in this new audience you're going to speak to. You got to know about those things. Stay with us. 20 after, we'll be right back with Karen Cortell Reisman. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. Karen Cortell Reisman, and she's one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust, and she's one of the people who helps us make sure that we put our best foot forward wherever we go in the marketplace, whatever we're doing. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website, Jim, is speakforyourself.com, and four is spelled out F-O-R, and it's also the name of my company, so speakforyourself.com.
And we can find the CD Letters from Einstein there, can't we?
You can find all of my products and tools. I have about three or four other CDs about how to speak to win, how to really get your message across, and I have wonderful, wonderful articles. I write a monthly column for a national magazine, and I write a quarterly e-zine, and people are welcome to come and sign up for my e-zine that I send out once a season.
All right. And folks, if you're if you're saying to yourself, which I know you are, boy, she's really smart. One of the reasons is that you might be saying that is because she's a cousin of Albert Einstein, but in her own right, she has a lot of things going on, and I encourage you to check out the CD Letters from Einstein. And when's your book coming out, Karen?
My book is coming out sometime later this year, and I'm really excited about that.
We are too. So you're going to have to make sure you launch that on this show.
Thank you.
And they can contact you there if they'd like for you to speak, do a keynote.
Absolutely.
Or do some training or anything like that.
Keynote, coaching, training, workshops, seminars.
Right. All right, let's talk some more about the other ways
okay.
to blow it as a communicator.
The third way to blow it as a communicator is to mispronounce, misspell, or forget their name.
Big mistake.
And the tip here is get their name right. But before you say, I'm horrible at remembering names, here are some easy-to-implement ways to imprint names into your brain. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through this quick list for the people listening in their cars or in their homes. Ask them how to spell their name. Just by asking how to spell the name Jim Blasingame, it will help put it into your brain cells. Secondly, repeat their name in the conversation, but not too often, or else it'll sound manipulating. Third thing, write down their name if your interaction is on the phone. This applies to everyone you talk to, especially your target's gatekeeper, the administrative assistant. That's a very, very important person in your arsenal of getting to where you want to go in that company. The fourth way is to get their business card and put some notes on the card that remind you later of what they look like and the details of your conversation. However, do not do this while they're still with you. You won't believe this, that one person actually began scribbling notes about me when I was standing there.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was too obvious. And finally, try to associate their name with something else permanent about them rather
right.
than their attire, which will change.
Right.
Examples include their stature, their facial features, their mannerisms.
Their eyes, especially the green one. Make sure you check that out. Another thing you were talking about, getting their name down, Karen. One of the things that I do whenever I go to a meeting, and I'm sitting at a table and there are people around me that I haven't met, on my sheet of paper, on my notepad in front of me, I will make a little arc and write their names down so I can keep up with that. That helps me to do that.
Absolutely. Recently, I was in a meeting, and I'm going to be doing consulting with everybody in that room, but I got introduced to 15 people at one time, and I sat down, and I just drew a grid on my notebook paper, and I started writing down their names, where they were actually seated, and that was helpful to me in trying to then figure out who they were as we went forward in that big meeting.
Now, one thing about the business card, making notes on the business card, that I want to make sure that we say is that If something comes up in the conversation and they say, give me a call, it's okay to pull the card out and say, call this guy, and he says, you know, do it after Monday or something like that. It's okay to do that in front of them.
Absolutely.
If you've had that conversation with them.
And then I'll go one step further, then go back to your office, and hopefully all of our listeners today have some kind of a computerized contact management system. So you take the information off the card and you put it into your computer, and that way you can stay in touch with that person.
Right.
And remind yourself of when to call that person and have the information down.
One time a lady wrote on her card in front of me, looks like Tom Selleck, and that was okay. I didn't mind that so much. Karen,
I've never had them say that about me.
Let's go to the next tip.
Okay, number four, you'll blow it as a communicator if you frown all the time. And the tip here is to smile. But I will say to everybody, you have to be yourself, but on purpose.
Smiling is good. Grinning is not.
Right. You have to smile. Or just say an open facial expression.
Yep.
Emotions are contagious. Think about those people in your world that look permanently miserable. What you want to do is try to have a pleasant look on your face.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
I'm not suggesting that you grin like the village idiot.
Right. Karen, we're up. We've got 30 seconds. What's the last one?
The last one is, the last tip, look around the room when talking, and the tip is maintain good eye contact, because confident people look at people.
Look, when you're speaking to a group, try to touch the nose with your eyes of every person in the room as much as you can, and if you know who the decision maker is, don't look at them only, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's also in this tip. Don't look at just the VIPs.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you never know who the real decision maker is. It might be the secretary. Thank you, Karen, for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
See you next time. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, with Barbara Weltman right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.